for us and helping us get the CD out. So I say that to say, at the end of December, just a couple of days before Christmas, what we usually have is a midnight signing at Planet Hollywood. That generally falls on the night, the midnight of the 23rd. I guess that's how you say that, but I think you know what I'm saying. The 23rd, you show up at midnight, and we'll be there. And that will kick off our signings and our sales of the CD. I'm really hopeful that we'll be able to sell these online. I'm also very hopeful that we'll be able to put together some 1-800 credit card sales as well, so we can make it as available as we possibly can. We, for the last 3 years, we've really tried to get it in store. And I suppose it's because it's product from a talk station, or maybe it just ain't as good as Kevin and the Beans. I don't know what it is. We can't get in store with a CD. And I realize our sales department has many other things to be worried about other than something that we're giving away for to charity. You know, the money's going to charity for us. Because these guys are working for a living. I don't blame them. So we'll try and get it in store, and we will continue that fight year in and year out. But as it stands now, we will continue as we have the last several years, and that is selling it at our signings and also selling it online. And we'll have a radiothon that we did. We did one of those last year. We'll have a radiothon for it so we can try to sell some here on the air and, you know, however else. We'll stand on a street corner, send Tim and Neil out there with somebody's fake 500s. Whatever we can do. We hope it'll be good. Are you listening to that material, Mike? Have you honed it? Is there anything good that we can use on the CD? Mike Schaefer has much of our material from 99. He's been listening to it. He walked in. I said, so how's it going? And he went, oh, boy, this is, man. I said, well, I gave you like 4 discs worth of material that we can edit down and put on our CD for this year. And he's like, "Hoo boy, how do I say this to you? Well, the Art Bell stuff's good, isn't it? Oh, it's not? Okay. So anyway, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Tonight we're going to have in our first hour Dave Oliva. He is with Dignity for All Americans, an organization that strives to point up in society and in life and in politics and in Washington and in all of those areas of life that we all interact in, where Americans are not getting a fair shake. And what do you mean, do we have to call the CD the best of? No, we don't have to call it that. Tell you what, their CD's coming out this year. It won't be the best of. It'll be called The Crap We Were Able to Pull Together at the Last Minute for 99. So Dave Oliva will be along the line with us this evening. And also, kind of a fun thing for me, and I hope that I can involve you in my enthusiasm, we're going to be talking about drinking tequila the right way. And that involves a marvelous, marvelous drink called Sangrita. Not sangria, Sangrita. And where do you get it in America? Can you make it? All of that stuff we'll be talking about this evening as well. I would also like to say at this time that I'm very, very proud to say tomorrow morning at LARadio.com, Don Barrett's marvelous site that sort of reviews Los Angeles radio, I will be the featured op-ed writer.
Fortune Cookie. And now, here's Phil.
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Had some very interesting discussions today with the guys at the network, and we're really trying to deliver for our affiliates, and I understand that they've had complaints. I want to say this, and then I'm going to move on. And we mentioned this last night, and I feel it's necessary to reiterate this. It really is. I know one thing about my show, and this is a constant. People, when we first go on the air, hate this show. They hate it. It is a function of how unorthodox the program is. It is a function of how of some of the things that we do on our show. But I will tell you this. We found this out here in Los Angeles. We found it in Miami. It's true in the cities where I work. It takes about 6 months, seriously, about 6 months, And then people become Stone fans. I mean, I've got people wanting me to sign their kids' foreheads. I'm not trying to say that I'm a big star or anything, but we get a very loyal audience. And so having said that, we're going to move on to our first guest. But having said that, I had a very interesting discussion today with the guys at the network. I know we do extreme things here. We don't do anything gratuitous here. What we do here is try to make people laugh. If we can't do that, then we're failing miserably in our job. So far, I think, you know, 3 nights out of 5, maybe. I think we're doing a good job at it. I think. 1-800-449-8686. Let's bring Dave Oliva on the line here. He's with an organization entitled called Dignity for All Americans. Dave, I thank you for hanging on. I had to get to take care of some business there.
It's all right. It's my pleasure to be on your program, and I hope that we can get our message out tonight.
Well, I know that your message has a lot. The first thing I'd like to ask you, Dave, and I know that this has a lot to do with the freeway signs on Interstate 5 south of Los Angeles. Can you tell me, your organization, Dignity for All Americans, is about what? It is.
You know, the program, your program, I think, affords us the opportunity to let people know that our organization stands at the ready to try to ensure dignity for people that we think are being shortchanged in that department. We started on campus at Mission College 3 years ago, which is a 2-year community college. I was able to get groups of people involved in making this their primary concern, and that was to bring to people this dignity that we feel is not forthcoming to a lot of Americans. And the number one thing that we feel is important to point up to people is that we're not here to try and make life difficult for anybody, but we are here to try to make life better for those people who are disenfranchised.
What is the thing with the signs? And to let people know, South, if I may, Dave, to describe the signs.
No, that's all right. There are signs that are south that are on the freeway.
Well, I was going to say they are on the Interstate 5, and they are signs that show a family of people running, correct?
Mr. Henry, these signs were originally intended by Caltrans, which is the California Department of Transportation, to warn drivers that groups of immigrant families were attempting to cross the freeway at certain points along the route north from San Diego to Los Angeles, and to warn drivers that these people would be running across the freeway and that they should take care not to, obviously, to hit them, to take care that this is a tragic situation that families are forced to come north and that they are forced to endanger themselves and the lives of their children sometimes by making this a very harrowing journey.
Yeah, so then the signs, I got to tell you something. The first time I saw it, and for those of you who aren't familiar, it is a yellow caution sign that one would see anywhere. But instead of saying yield or instead of having a deer crossing or anything like that, it literally shows the figures, the silhouetted figures of three people, a man, a woman, and the woman is holding the hand of a child, and they are running.
That is correct. And the original intent of these signs was to, again, to show people that we have a tragic situation in California, that people who are coming illegally across the border up into the metropolitan Los Angeles area were traversing this journey on foot, and in many cases were attempting to cross the interstate because the coastline narrows there and it's difficult for them to traverse, so they go to the inland.
Interstate 5 goes pretty much along the coast of California from San Diego to Los Angeles, and the interior of the state is much more wide open.
It's a much easier place for people to traverse undetected. And that is obviously something that is of major concern. What I was going to mention to you, and what I think is important to mention to you, and important to listen to mention to your listeners, is when these signs originally were put up, they showed the silhouetted figure, as you said, of a man, of a woman, and also of a child. But the child was holding on to a toy. It was the silhouette either of a teddy bear or a doll or some kind of toy. In recent months, and I'm not exactly sure when this took place, but the signs have been changed, and they no longer show the child holding this toy. And that is significant to us.
And why is that? So you're saying that the child originally was holding a teddy bear of some kind?
It was a doll or a teddy bear of some sort of toy that the child was holding. And I think it gave the a sympathetic view the plight of immigrants who are on foot, who are traversing this journey on foot. But they took these signs and changed them so that no longer is the child holding a toy.
And now, I saw one because one of our associate producers here, Elena, had one and literally had the sign, and there was no toy in the child's hand.
That is correct. They changed this. And
why?
Well, I have my reasons. What do you think? I'll sort of turn the tables for a moment, if I could, Mr. Henry, and ask you, why do you think they did that?
Well, you're asking me, huh?
I would like to get through your eyes and maybe through the eyes of your listeners why they would change that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, we believe that we have the answer to that, because originally when the sign was put up, it was to show people that these people were going to obviously be in harm's way if they were running across the freeway, and so for you to look out for them. But also gave them a sympathetic figure for people to see and say that obviously these are human beings. They're not animals. They took the toy out of that child's hand, I think, to make these figures less sympathetic, because they don't, I think, want these immigrants to have as much dignity as...
You're telling me that Caltrans, whoever made the decision, and I don't know who makes these decisions.
I would have to say it's the Department of Highways. Caltrans made the decision. I don't know who else makes the decision to change the sign so that the child's not holding a toy. But she's not holding the toy now, and I think it's because the toy in the child's hand gave these people more dignity than a lot of Californians want them to have. And it is one more step, I think, in erasing dignity from the lives of the people who are coming north from Mexico or from Central America.
So you're saying they took the toy out of the child's hand in order to make that sign look less sympathetic? And
I think it is almost subconscious, yes, that they are trying to take away the last shred of dignity that these people have. This is a little girl who is silhouetted on that sign, who is going to grow up not knowing what it is to have a toy, as if to almost to say that these people cannot afford to give their child a toy. That if you give that child a toy and that sign, that somehow she is someone to have sympathy for. And I'll tell you, because they don't want the immigrant to have sympathy or to have dignity, they have stopped this display from being on the sign, and for us that is a big step toward removing dignity from people.
Now, again, we're talking about these road signs that are off of the interstate that have the silhouetted figure of a man and a woman and a child running so as to warn drivers as to their presence, and they originally had the little girl holding, and I'm assuming it's a little girl because she has pigtails.
Well, it could be a little girl, it could be a little boy wearing a bandana, I don't know. But the child originally had a toy.
Originally had like a teddy bear?
Some kind of a doll or a toy, and they have removed that from the sign so that the figure is simply being pulled along by her mother. And I think, again, it speaks to a lack of dignity that is being given to these people who are traversing many hundreds of miles, come to this country and to try to make a new life. And let's not give them any dignity. Let's make them almost like a deer. You mentioned a deer or some kind of animal crossing.
Okay, Dave Oliva with us here talking about the caution signs on Interstate 5 south of L.A. They show the silhouette of a man, a woman, and a child running. They originally had the child holding on to a toy. The child no longer holds on to a toy, and his organization believes it's just one more incidence of stripping away dignity from people, illegal or not, traveling to this country. It's the Phil Henry Show. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva with us here. Dignity for Americans is his organization, and the signs that were warning people of people running across the freeway down around San Diego, San Onofre, you've seen them between San Diego and Los Angeles. These signs that show the silhouette of a man, a woman, and a child running across the freeway. The child was originally carrying a teddy bear, and now the child has no teddy bear. Correct, Dave?
That's correct, and I think that that's just another step toward stripping away the dignity of these people who have come to this country to help. You know, America needs help, and these people are here to help.
All right, let me go to Beverly Hills. Hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Beverly Hills.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
By the way, these people cross the border. They are lawbreakers. They are lawbreakers.
No, they've come here to. They've come here to help people.
International. May I finish?
Wait. I just wanted to say, you said they're lawbreakers, you know, but.
They are lawbreakers. They have no right to be in this country. And if they're being catched by the border cartel, they're being handcuffed.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
I was born in Germany.
Well, how'd you get over here?
Huh?
How did you get over here?
Oh, my mother, my aunt sent me a visa. I came here legally. I repeat, legally. And when I arrived to Miami,
where are you here legally?
They gave me a green card.
Are you here illegally?
Oh, legally.
No, you said that you're here illegally.
No, I'm not here illegally. I came here with a green card.
The gentleman said
I got a visa for my aunt. In 1956,
right.
My brother and I, we came here legally. I wouldn't think about coming here illegally.
But you
I'm not a criminal. I'm not a lawbreaker.
Where'd you get the green card?
People cross the border illegally. They're lawbreakers. They're criminals.
Did you get the green card in Germany? Did you get your green card in Germany?
No, I got my green card when I arrived in Miami.
Where'd you get it from?
I came from Argentina.
So you came by way of Argentina?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's right there.
I grew up there.
That's a little.
I was born in Germany, and I grew up in Argentina.
What are you doing in Argentina?
In 1956, I came to the United States because my aunt, living here.
What were you doing in Argentina?
In Los Angeles.
Right.
What gave me a visa.
What are you doing in
Let the man finish.
You understand?
No, but what were you doing in Argentina?
I was doing in Argentina. I was living there.
Wait. You said you were born in Germany, then all of a sudden you go to Argentina.
No, my parents took me to Argentina.
That's a red flag, you know.
Huh?
That's a big red flag, you know. I mean, you're in Germany, and then you go to Argentina. What for?
What for?
Yeah.
What for?
What difference does it make? His parents took him there.
But what were they doing over there?
I'm talking about that.
People come here
in this country, crossing the border without a visa, without a permit,
but
it's a criminal act. Why do we have border patrol? What you're trying to do with me is change the subject because you don't want to confront
the
truth of the matter.
But she doesn't have a teddy bear, okay? The kid doesn't have a teddy bear.
Huh?
The kid on the sign does not have a teddy bear.
So let me put it this way.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Let me put it this way.
Okay.
If you would do the same thing to Mexico or any other Central American country, they throw you in jail and they throw the key away. Do you understand?
No, I don't.
Huh?
No, I don't.
Well, I was in Mexico. They have soldiers pointing with guns at anybody who wants to come from Guatemala over the border into Mexico. If they come over the border, they throw them in jail and throw the key away.
Well, what part
of Mexican police and the Mexican National Guard, they're very, very tough people.
What part of
what? Fact,
okay.
I
All
used
right.
to do but work for Amnesty International.
Right.
And Mexico is the biggest human rights violator in Latin America.
What part, what part of Guatemala are you from?
Huh?
What part of Guatemala did your parents move to?
I'm not from Guatemala. I told you, I saw when I was in Mexico.
Didn't this guy say he was from Guatemala?
No, he said he was from Argentina.
Guatemala into Mexico.
You went from Guatemala to Mexico.
They treat them like dogs, you understand?
You went from Guatemala.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to send you a copy of Amnesty International report.
No, I'm talking about the kid on the side, doesn't have a teddy bear. That's what I'm trying to say, I'm saying the kid on the sign doesn't have a teddy bear, okay?
Huh?
The kid on the sign, she doesn't have a teddy bear, and that's stripping her dignity away, you know? We got to give dignity to these people, man. Now, you come from Argentina. You came here illegally.
With a visa. No, don't put words into my mouth.
Well, I don't know.
What you're trying to do is, trying to make me look back by changing my wording.
No.
It doesn't work with
me. What I want to know is, what makes it okay? Why are the drivers okay to aim for,
Also, coming into an illegal country is unfair to people who are waiting in the rest of the
embassy okay
throughout the world
for drivers to aim for her.
Illegally.
Okay.
You understand?
All right.
No, yeah, I'm but I got to tell you that it makes it okay for drivers to run her over, you know?
What's that?
The driver's going to run her over. No. She ain't got no teddy bear.
What we should do is we should round them up and ship them back where they come from. They should come here legally with a visa like every other person comes into this country.
Well, a lot of them do. A lot of them do have visas.
What's that?
A lot of them do have visas.
Did you know that California has the highest percentage of tuberculosis in the nation?
Do you have it? Because it sounds like
why?
It sounds like you're
people
having a hard time breathing.
People come over the border illegally. They're not being checked medically.
I'm not caring about what credit card you got. I'm talking about
population here.
You got a Visa credit card? That's fine.
It's not a Visa credit card. You don't have a Visa credit card, right, sir?
You said you got a Visa credit card, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not the same thing as a green card.
Anyway, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Du contrairement d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis. Ce soir, le vol comportera Poodle. Je devrais mentionner Dubis américain. Et maintenant, voici Bill.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Dave Oliva on the line with us. Let's get back to you. You were talking to that guy from Argentina about whether he was from Guatemala.
No, I understand that, Phil, but it seemed to me like he was trying to confuse the issue with, talking about visas. I'm not talking about visas. I'm not talking about green cards. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking specifically about the sign that they have on the freeway that did have the little girl carrying a toy, and now she's not carrying a toy. And that to me,
that to you is a sign that they're stripping away her dignity.
I think that there's a lot of examples of that, yeah. And that little girl was carrying a toy. I think it showed them to be human beings, and they're not animals. They're not deer. It's not a deer crossing. It's not a falling rocks or anything like that. These are people. But they took the toy out of her hand so that she's not going to look like she has dignity. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Let me go to Oregon on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Henry.
Yes.
I heard your guest, the gentleman now, talking, and I'm really upset the way he thinks it's great that illegal aliens are coming in like that. And I don't think the intent for Caltrans down there showing a family running across the freeway was to insult them. I think it's to point out
how... Well, why'd they take the toy out of the little girl's hand, you know?
Wait a minute. Let me finish,
please. No, but they had the toy in her hand.
Would you let me finish my point?
They had the toy in her hand, and
would you let me finish my point, please?
They took the toy away.
Just be quiet for a minute. I respected you by listening. Listen to make my point.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Henry.
But, if you like to talk to a Mexican like that, I know where you're coming from, you know.
Wait a second. She's making a comment, okay?
I just want to make my point, sir. I appreciate your time. We had Mary Sterrett on K2, Channel 2 Radio, had a whole show on this today,
Who?
And it's amazing that you're
Who?
Doing it now.
Who?
They had two gentlemen on here out of California, her guests, that were telling how bad it is with the illegal alien. They're not talking about...
Mary who?
Just a minute.
Well, what's her name?
Will you just let me finish? Your guest is so rude, Mr. Henry. And they
He's asking
said,
you the name of the woman that you said who was on television, that's all.
Okay, Mary Sterrett. It's radio, not television.
Mary who?
Sterrett. She's an anchor and runs her own show out of KPDQ.
I heard her. Yeah, I heard her show. That's a pretty good show.
Okay, now listen.
Yeah, I like that show.
I'm trying to do this as a Christian.
Okay, that's good. Go ahead.
I'm not against
Mary Sterrett, man.
Legal
that's the best show
aliens.
I've ever heard, man.
But I think the criminal act of the drug running down there, and when you had Blado, you know who Blado is? The one President Clinton, our current president, appointed head of the
Okay, let's get back to the point here. The point
okay,
is
the
you've
point
got
is
families you've got families that are running, families of people running across freeways.
Okay.
Forget about whether they're drug runners or not. I highly doubt that a man, a woman, and a child are running drugs. They're simply trying to get into the country.
That may
and,
be true, sir.
Okay, so, you know,
but
we're not talking about that.
Is...
We're talking about a sign.
Hey, that Mary Sterrett, what channel is she on?
Okay, no, I'm calling from Oregon.
No.
This was radio talk show.
I know, but I wonder what channel, what station was that?
It's KPDQ.
Oh, yeah, 800, I heard that.
800 a.m.
Well, whatever, man. I'm asking her questions that I thought you wanted to ask.
Yeah, just listen and let me answer it, okay?
But I heard that show. It's a good one.
You can't
okay, great.
Have all these people
Jesus.
Running into California illegally, and they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the welfare, the free housing. You wouldn't have any illegals
no.
coming to this country
no, you're wrong.
If
there's
we
no,
didn't have
no free
a $50 million taxpayer
no,
bailout.
No, well, one of the things that they come to California, okay, because they did go to Oregon, but it was, like, so bad up there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's not bad up here, sir.
No, ma'am. Please hear me out. They went to Oregon, and it was cold, and the people were... It was no good.
That's not true. I left California for here. It's good weather.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about the weather. I'm talking about it's like if you go up to Oregon, there's lots of white, too many white people.
No, that's not true. I like all races under God.
Well, I'm sure you do, ma'am.
I think all races under God should be treated equally.
Well, I agree. I'm not saying you don't.
But you cannot break the law in the state and flood in illegally and commit the crime and get away with it. You can't do it. And the people now are going to recall Gray Davis because of them.
May I ask you a question, ma'am?
You go ahead.
If you feel that way about that, let me point up. I will put to you another example. When I stand on a sidewalk and I push the button to walk across the crosswalk, okay? You see a sign that comes up, it says walk, and it shows the stick figure of a man. What color is that man?
To me, they're warning you to be very careful.
No. I'm asking, what color is the man?
I don't look at colors.
I will tell you, it's white. And that's another slap in the face of the immigrant. When I'm standing on the sidewalk to cross the street, and I push the walk sign, and they got a white stick figure, that's a white man. It's just one more way of stripping dignity from the
immigrant. You're wrong. There are so many melting pot people. They couldn't put every color that would please you on a crosswalk sign, sir. It's a symbol representing a human being, and you're taking it the wrong way.
Why would you take that that way?
Because, Mr. Henry, for the last 50 years, since the Department of Transportation across this country instituted electronic signals for pedestrians, those stick figures have been white stick figures. We have noted this. And we have also noted that this is one more layer of dignity they are stripping away from the Hispanic immigrant, the Latin immigrant, also the African American.
They are not stripping away any dignity. What they're being stripped of is the illegal alien coming in and getting the taxpayer credits of hardworking other people. And they're all races. They're not just white people that are fed up with this.
Yeah, that's right. But
you have got to understand you cannot break the law for your people.
But, ma'am, the stick figure is white. Why is it white?
It doesn't matter. It's a symbolic effigy of a human being.
But they show a Mexican running across the freeway, but the stick figure is a white man.
Oh, God, Lord, sir. If everybody had a colored television set put up on a push button, this would be ridiculous.
No, ma'am.
You've got to understand, you're not going to get anywhere when you try to pull the race card. People are getting tired of this bailout of the American worker for these illegal aliens. It's plain and simple. They're not going to put up with it anymore.
We understand that, but I think the issue is probably not as...
Well, let me put one more example to the lady, because you are intelligent and I understand what you're saying. If you travel north on 101 in the state of California, and you go near the city of Buellton, California. I don't know if you're familiar where that is.
What'd you say?
The city of Buellton, California. Are you
saying up near Santa Maria, Buellton?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay.
When you travel north, there is a large billboard that advertises the Anderson Split Pea Soup. And I'm sure you've seen this billboard.
Yes, I've come by there many a time.
There are two chefs that are on the billboard. These are white men. But if you go over to the Anderson Pea Soup restaurant, you're not going to see a white man cooking up the pea soup. That's going to be a Latin man.
Wait a second.
Hold on for a minute. Are you upset that the Buellton pea soup, the Anderson split pea soup guys are...
You think you're going to see a white man dishing up pea soup? I don't think so.
I think anybody could see anything they want, and you're very prejudiced about this.
No, ma'am, I'm not prejudiced. I want people in California to know that the people that are working in the
kitchen... You've got to remember one thing. God made all people, but he did not make all people to break the law.
This is why
our states have governments.
But if
when governments will not enforce the law, the people will riot against it, and you're helping fuel a riot.
But, ma'am, when I went into the pea soup, I didn't see no white man cooking up the pea soup. I saw a Latin man.
How do you get from pea soup to crossing a highway with a sign with a push button?
We're talking about the kids that's running across.
The little girl does not have a teddy bear. Why not?
I'm still going to pray for you because you are really causing havoc here under this show.
No, ma'am.
You do not stick to the main point. But that's exactly right. Stick to the
it's got nothing to do with. It has nothing to do with pea soup. And
well, I asked the lady the question. She wouldn't answer my question.
I'm going to go, but I like your show, Henry, but you got to make the guy stick on target because he's just wasting valuable air.
Well, what was your question for the lady?
My question simply was, how come they take the teddy bear from the kid?
Say that again.
Why did the little girl on the sign originally have a teddy bear and now she does not?
It doesn't matter. That's not the issue. You have
away
to go
dignity,
to the main point. You're
the
looking
same
for
thing.
You're
There's
looking
a white man on the
hairs, for goodness sake.
No,
and
ma'am.
it's not important. You're just looking for racial split hairs.
No, ma'am.
Yes, I think you are.
Gonna
make you
when
see
you're talking
it
about
the amount of people are not going to put up with it.
I never
see
no,
that you're doing.
When's the last
and
time
I'm going to say it for you because you're absolutely ludicrous under your you don't make take points that are to the valid issue.
I want to ask you, when's the last time you saw a white man cook pea soup?
I have Mexican friends. My daughter-in-law is Spanish.
Right.
My daughter-in-law is Spanish. She doesn't feel the way you do at all. Her whole family was raised down in San Diego and still down there, and they're disgusted with this event of all these illegals coming in. You have to understand one thing, sir. You don't have enough people that feel the way you do. You have a small minority that is gaining majority airtime, and the people are getting tired of it.
Mostly Mexican-Americans live in L.A. County now, so we're getting the majority.
What do you think of the statement that Leo made, that he was going to make sure that people heard his statement that all the percentage, the majority are in California now, are Mexicans, illegal too. And if the rest of the Americans didn't like it, they could leave the state. That was on live airtime with Mary Sterrett, KPDQ, Today.
We're going to Mexico. I mean, we're going off to Oregon now.
No, you're not going to do it illegally.
No, we're
coming up there. You're not
going
to do it illegally. You come here legally, you can have everything I do, but you're going to do it illegal.
No, we're going up there. We're going up there legally.
And legally, that's fine. You won't pull that up here in our state like you're doing down there.
We're going to go up there. We're going to Oregon. We're going to get the welfare and everything. You watch.
You've already got half of it now up here.
Going up to Oregon and like move you out of your house with your wood burning stove.
Oh, you're being ridiculous.
No, I mean, that's what you're afraid of. Okay.
All right. Okay. You're just baiting the caller now. Okay. You're baiting the caller.
No, but she didn't answer my question about the pea soup.
Never mind about the pea soup. If they got two white guys on the billboard.
I've never seen a white man cook pea soup. Never. Never. Go ahead. Tell me I'm wrong.
God.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't matter if he's white. Whoever's best for the job is the point.
Whoever makes the best pea soup.
You're trying to cause trouble. And I'm going to go because I enjoy talking to you, sir, on your show. And I hope
I like that Mary Sterrett show. That is a really good show on KBBQ. KTBQ? KBBQ?
KPD, like David. Or... Or dunce like your statements.
KP, as in Paul.
Anyway, you just gotta quit. You just gotta get with it the right way, and you're gonna be fine.
PDQ.
You just gotta get with it and quit being a troublemaker on these shows.
I'm not being a troublemaker.
There's a lot of guys like you that are doing it.
Give the teddy bear back to that kid. I'm not gonna be a troublemaker, okay? Mary Sterrett, KPDQ. What's the call letter?
Get Peterson on, will you, sir? Get Peterson on your show.
What's the number?
The one that's talking about this. He's excellent. He's a beautiful colored evangelist. I really like
him. I talked to him. He's a moron. I've already talked to him.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the head of the radio show.
And his name is what, ma'am?
Peterson. He's been on CNN.
Don't do it, Phil,
they were talking about him today on the radio. He is so fed up with the trouble and the wrong way that these activist groups are doing. And at least he does it the right way.
Don't do it, Phil, because the guy's an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
He's a total idiot, Phil.
Well, what does he do?
He's just full of crap. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I talked to him today, man. He's dumb. Dumb as dirt,
Phil,
man.
I'm going to go, but thank
he's
you for the time.
He's dumb as dirt, man. What station is that lady on again?
KPDQ.
KPDQ. That's probably another radio station not carrying your show, right?
Probably. We just plugged the living hell out of him tonight, if you'll pardon my language.
That's okay.
I'm not asking you. I'm asking the audience. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. What do we got over there, man? We got the one Damiano's pizza. And I say Damiano's with great pride because somebody said we were getting Domino's. I said, that's fine, too. But then they said, no, it's Damiano's. It's good. Got a little bit of sausage on that. And Tony has his garlic bread. And now I have to breathe the same air as him for the next 2 hours. That's great. Thanks a lot. 1-800-449- What does it say? Is that a 4? 449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Dave Oliva from Dignity for All Americans. And I was listening to what you were saying about these signs that warn drivers along Interstate 5 south of Los Angeles about people running across the freeway. The first time I ever saw those signs, I swear to God, I almost started crying seeing a family running across a freeway. You say that the little girl originally had a teddy bear in her hand, and now the Caltrans changed the sign to show no teddy bear. And I understood that. But I don't get where you're coming from with the whole Anderson pea soup.
No, I'm just talking about, the whole you know, the way that they present people of immigrants in this country, I don't think it's fair, and I think that they show some immigrants running across the freeway. A little girl doesn't have a teddy bear, but you go up and see the Anderson split pea soup sign, and it's two big guys having fun. They're hanging on the ladle, and it looks like they're having all kinds of fun, you know, like they're hanging on it like they're going to take a bath in pea soup. See, that's a white man gets to do that. Meanwhile, my people have got to run across the freeway with no teddy bear.
All right, here is Memphis, Tennessee on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Memphis. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good,
Tyler.
Sir.
I'm Tyler. I just wanted to say, yeah.
Hi, Tyler.
How you doing?
Dude, why can't you get a life? Because all you can do is go around looking for street signs. You need to get a better job.
No, but you haven't seen what I've seen, you know?
I don't see what you're coming from.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. When you stand to cross on the crosswalk, because I'm sure you do, and you do what the people tell you to do, you know, push the button, right?
Well, you know, white's an easy color to see.
Well, hold on for a minute. I just want to tell you, you know, you could make it, like, what about the red hand when it says to stop, okay?
Big whoop.
Oh, wait a second. What'd you say? Big what?
Big whoop. You should get with reality and get a real job and get a real life.
Dude, I'm
worrying about this stuff.
Dude, I'm totally down with reality. I'm saying that the red hand that they show on this stop sign puts down the Indian heritage of the Mexican people.
You're just exaggerating. You need to stop that.
No, I'm not, man. But you don't know. You're not in California. You're in Memphis, man, which, by the way, Elvis Presley, you know, right on, man. I loved all that. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to do...
Yeah, forget about Elvis, okay?
No, but what I'm trying to say is, like, if you're driving down the road, okay, and you see a sign, like, that says pea soup on it, and it's just got two white guys cooking the pea soup?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
So what? Two white guys cooking the pea soup. Apparently you haven't seen that many people cooking the pea soup, because, yes, white guys cook pea soup.
Are you sure about that?
I'm positive.
Okay, wait a second. Okay, now you just made a very definitive statement. I want you to back it up. When's the last time you saw a white man cooking pea soup?
2 weeks ago.
Who was it?
It was a chef in a restaurant that I go to.
And you ordered up pea soup?
Yes, I did.
And you saw him cooking it up?
I saw him cooking it up.
There you go, man.
I think the kid's lying.
What do you mean the kid's lying?
I think the kid's lying to make me look bad. You ordered a pea soup. I don't think you ordered pea soup.
Well, you forget about pea soup. And what did you order pea soup that day, kid, or what?
Yes, sir, I sure did.
Now, you know that you go to hell if you lie, right?
I know. I ordered pea soup.
You ordered pea soup?
Yes, I saw the white kid guy cooking it.
It was a white kid or a white guy?
White guy.
Wait, what difference does it make, okay?
Hold on, I want to ask
you. Pea soup, can't you just chill out and... Pea soup, man.
You're trying to discredit me.
Huh?
Ain't you trying to discredit me and make my people look bad?
I don't care about your people.
Oh, there you go.
Your people are okay or anything, but you just need to get a life. Nobody's trying to down your people or anything.
Well, you just said you didn't care about them, man. How come there ain't no Mexicans in your state?
There's plenty of Mexicans in my state.
They cooking up the pea soup?
No.
What has that got to do with anything, man?
It's a still... I'm trying to make a point about the pea soup. That's all I'm trying to say. And this young person who someday is going to be an adult man and he's going to take over to running the country and everything, he needs to get with it, you know? And right now, kid, man, I don't know. If you say you ordered pea soup, then I believe you.
Okay, I've had enough. I just want to get a real job.
I got a
job, man.
Stop
worrying about this stuff.
I got a job.
Mr. Henry, thank you for letting me talk with you.
Thank you very much, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Okay?
Sir.
Hey, listen, man. No hard feelings, all right?
Excuse me?
I said no hard feelings, okay?
Right back at you. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, now, but get some, black people to cook pea soup.
Okay.
I was just humoring the kid, you know.
Yeah, I know. And in the process, you just, what you do is you condescend, and I don't think that it helps the process here of what we're trying to talk about. Spartanburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up? Just a few quick points I want to make, then I'll let you go to your next caller. First, I've got the answer to why they changed the sign.
Well, how do you know, sir?
Well, I mean, theoretically speaking, I pieced together the stories. I don't live in California.
Where did you get the information?
How?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the show, what the guy said.
No. Where did you get the information on why they changed the sign?
Well, it's not that hard to figure out. Okay?
Just okay, so in other words, you made a deduction, right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, this is not backed by state, California, no crap like that.
Okay.
But I'm just, you know, a reasonable man.
The reason why they changed the sign, man, is to strip the dignity away from
it's got nothing to do
okay.
with that, man. It's got nothing to do with that. Okay. It was, okay. You look at the sign, right? You see the kid. You see whatever, you know, you see the little teddy bear and stuff, right? The sign was not put there to make you feel sorry for those people. The sign's put there to get your attention, like, hey, don't hit these people, you know?
That's right, man.
It's not a means of trying to get sympathy for people, dude. I mean,
well,
that's totally not what it's about.
Then why'd they put the teddy bear in the first place?
It might have seemed like a good idea at the time, man, but what I'm saying is they probably went back and it was like, well, hey, let's redo the sign because, you know, it's not set there to, you know.
Well, why'd they redo the sign, man? The little teddy bear, that kid's going
to
grow up now not knowing what it's like to have teddy bears. Not knowing what it's like to have anything like that.
How do you know that, man?
She doesn't have the teddy bear no more.
That's not based on a real kid, man. That's a sign. It's not a person.
That is symbolic
of one thing, man. It's to get your attention so you don't hit them. It's got nothing to do with, the kid's got a teddy bear, and now he's not going to grow up without one.
What do you mean that sign's not based on no real kids? I mean, she had a teddy bear, now she don't have it.
It's based on real kids, okay? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not based on, per se, a Mexican kid. It could be any form of foreigner. It doesn't even have to be a foreigner.
Look, brother, all I'm trying to say, man, is that kid had a teddy bear, now she don't have a teddy bear, and now... she's going to grow up without no toys or nothing like that.
No, dude. See,
I
figured you out just by listening to you. You're on here.
No, man.
I figured this much out. You yourself must be an illegal alien, and this is your way of justifying it.
No, man.
Because
I'm not
I've done research and studies and stuff, and I found out
that
only potheads, you know, they're advocates for pot, drunks are advocates for alcohol, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera.
You,
sir, must be an illegal alien, or else you wouldn't be advocating, you know,
so what if
people coming across the border illegally.
She don't have no teddy bear, man. What are you going to do about that?
Dude, it's got nothing to do with a teddy bear, man.
Well, she's got no teddy bear, man.
Attention.
I'll tell you right now.
Phil Henry Show.